dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream. Dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. This is Debbie Dashinger, and always a pleasure to be with you. Warning. I'm going to tell you right now that my subject in my heart is about kindness. I really want to talk to people about kindness. And as you know, since what happened politically last year, we've all seen more divisiveness than ever before. And most of us who are working in the light also know this is an amazing opportunity for transformation. So let's take it, because one of the components of this absolutely is about turning back towards kindness, which once upon a time was called etiquette, manners, and things that have become so outdated, but yet so, so important. You know, a little bit later, I've got a guest coming on, and thank you all. I've been receiving emails from you. I have been receiving phone calls. People are very excited that Mas Sajati is coming on the show, and I am as well. I've known about him for at least a decade, and I've been watching him, and I remember way back when when telesummits were the thing, and he was doing a lot of those. Very exciting. So Mas talks about change your frequency, change your life, and that's regarding health, wealth, relationships, spirituality. He's going to be coming on to talk about exponential intelligence, know and heal yourself, a little bit later. And for now, kindness. What about kindness? What about being in an elevator and smiling at somebody rather than looking up at the numbers? What about passing by someone? Maybe they work in a hotel. Maybe they work behind a register. Maybe they are your doorman, doorwoman, your busboy. What about taking a moment to look in their face and a real genuine thank you and connection? How might that change their day and the world? What a glory it was back when courtesy counted, kindness was a virtue, and no one got famous just for shouting the loudest. Will you join me in bringing back the lost art of civility and find a peace within civility, by being civil, that you may have never imagined, and definitely put your best forward. And that starts with you. That starts with you, how you treat yourself, how you treat others. I know that life is much sweeter when we handle one another with care. And lately, civility seems to be under siege. It's fractious times, and we could all use a little refresher on the only etiquette rule that really matters, and it's the golden one. Treat others as you want to be treated yourself. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Cultivate goodwill, cultivate grace. It goes a long way. And by the way, for all of you who are entrepreneurs, there's one thing we all know. And what we all know is one of our golden rules to being successful: cultivate influential relationships. And I can promise you that when you are developing relationships with influential others, doing the work that we admired, who, when we become friends and colleagues, can give us an arm and a leg up because we're being of service to each other in many ways, one of the big components is how you show up, how kind, how graceful, how you connect with others. Very, very important. And again, it was a golden oldie, wasn't it? And it's something at one point, maybe in 20 years ago, we were laughing at these vintage etiquette ideas and manuals. But today they really ring true. I love this. I'm going to read you something from a book written in 1875 called The Manners of Modern Society by Eliza Cheadle. Here's the quote from that 1875 book. The art of conversation consists as much in listening politely as in talking agreeably. Therefore, never interrupt someone who may be speaking to you. And at the same time, do not let your eyes wander to other objects, but keep them on the speaker. How beautiful is that? Love, love, love it, because we all want eye contact. We all want to know that we're being heard and seen, that somehow our beingness is being recognized, that it's special enough to just be. So love that etiquette, because it still rings true. And wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? In days like today, when sometimes we recognize rudeness and rudeness, being rude can sometimes be all the rage, even in social media. Ah, but there are more elegant solutions than that. And in our age of admiration, when there are very many people who are loud and they're proud and they're bullheaded, actually, niceness can be equated with weakness. It's not weak. The Victorians knew that good manners were a sign of strength. And I'm not saying to act like a Victorian, but I am saying that often courtesy goes hand in hand with self-discipline, requires us a little bit to hold our tongue, right? Maybe not speak so fast, maybe breathe, maybe take a look. Maybe it's our shadow side speaking out and it's really us that is having an issue, but we're projecting it on someone else. So take your time. Delay what feels like instant gratification. And try to be kind and meet someone else's needs. It can serve this notion of social grace as a virtue. Because the road of self-interest usually ends in isolation. When we greet the world, however, with kindness and expect kindness in return, well, we are often not alone. We're often surrounded by those who really love and appreciate us. And we can take more interest in each other's conversation, honor others' opinions. We can let someone else be the first person in line and breathe and know we'll be taken care of. And however troubled you may find our modern times, remember, it's up to you. Everything you do, that drop, that pebble in the water makes ripples, that makes change. Because civility can be our calling card. And what that calling card says, it's a reminder to everyone around us. You matter. You matter. So remember today, trust in life because you trust in yourself. Being at peace is your greatest strength. Meet your situation, any situation, with loving kindness. And hope tells you that anything can be transformed. Well, after his second near-death experience, Mas Sajati was gifted with intuitive and healing abilities so remarkably potent that he was soon likened to some of the most significant healers in history. Mas works on the core frequency level to help redesign and reprogram your blueprint, materializing fast and tangible results and manifesting abundance in all areas of life. Thousands around the world have transformed their lives after just one or a few sessions with Mas. He says, change your frequency, change your life. And his website is mas-sajady.com. That's mas-sajady.com. And I just want to thank Maggie, who wrote in a little bit earlier. Maggie wrote, thank you, Debbie, for hosting Mas Sajati. He is the most powerful transformational leader out there. He's changed my life in more ways than I could count with all my fingers, toes, and teeth. Sending my love to you and Mas, and our love back to you, Maggie. And Mas, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
Wow, Debbie, thanks for having me. It's quite an honor. Thank you.
You bet.
Just as a note, guys, it is powerful stuff. And just talking, or even, you know, I was listening to your beautiful comments on being nice. I was just working on, say, the audience. Mm. So you guys might be feeling a little different already. So just be aware of that. So be careful while driving and so on.
Thank you for that. And I have to concur, Mas, when I have listened to you, I feel the best word I can use for me is puddled, because as a sensitive / clairsentient, my experience when I'm around someone, quote unquote, really gifted is my atoms almost seem to go into this incredible expanded place. It's probably best for me not to operate machinery, yep. but to just be and receive. So mm-hmm. I'm feeling that already from you.
Yeah.
I want to start, if I may, mm-hmm. with asking you, what is exponential intelligence? What does that mean? Why do you call it that?
Exponential intelligence, by the way, that's the name of my podcast, is, say, a new level of intelligence. Well, actually, it's not new. It's been around. It's a timeless level of intelligence, okay? And as we understand more and more of it, it expands. And that's why I call it exponential intelligence. So it's timeless knowledge that can help us in the physical form. And most of the deterioration or most of the distortion that we see in our lives is that we understand, say, this life from a physical-based perspective, where in reality we're actually, say, spirit beings having a physical reality here or a physical experience. We see it the other way around. We're, you know, most of us see us as physical beings wanting to have or ascend higher into a spiritual experience, right? Again, it's the vice versa, and that's where exponential intelligence comes in. It allows you that process into understanding who you truly are, the grandness that you are at a much higher level, which brings in abundance of all forms in your reality, you know, health, wealth, relationships, anything that we call life becomes more abundant and more complete.
Beautiful. I would love for you to explain this gift that you have and what is the work like that you do with others? We'll probably have some callers a little later.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. What is that?
Well, you know, I come from a computer programmer background. Before my second near death, I was a computer programmer. So I see things as code. I see things as a frequency, right? We are all created of, say, frequency signatures. So that means, you know, your likings, your, say, you know, how you prefer things or how you experience life. So let me just give you, say, a physical experience on what that is. Say, like, and so when I scan you, like, for whether you're in front of me or, you know, on the phone or wherever, or through a loved one, it's like, Moss, you know, I'm having issues, you know, creating abundance, you know, or creating money in my life. And then I can like, let's go through your programming. And then I can scan back, say, in this lifetime where you might have had issues with, say, money coming into you. Okay? And I use money because a lot of your, say, listeners probably have money issues. And to be more specific, you guys say, make money or money is there for you, but it somehow, say, seems to slip through your hands. Okay. So why does that happen? So again, you go back into your coding, into your childhood and go, oh, this is where, say, your coding went awry or got distorted. Let's go ahead and say edit that or delete that for you. Okay. And then when, since time is, say, ever present, it creates a ripple effect through time. So what happens back then, okay, creates a ripple effect on how you see your life. So it releases, say, the filters that you see your current life in, and then it allows, say, more opportunities for you to open up because there's no filters for you to, say, see through. So there's more opportunities available, and that's how you shift your life.
Wow. Well, I'm going to revisit this financial aspect again a little later because I do
sure.
think it's very important, and I know you talk about accelerated success as well, so we're going to mm-hmm. see what's possible to give people. And, you know, I just feel called to go there right now. And okay. I'm just acknowledging, I know we've got callers. I love you. I know you're there, but you're going to receive so much. So stay with us. So Moss, mm-hmm. let's talk about that. For those people who do struggle with finances,
sure.
how can we reverse that money struggle? I understand you're saying you're looking at a coding of a person. Is it possible mm-hmm. to do something for all of us listening right now?
Yes, definitely. In fact, again, the key is, guys, that I'm not the component that heals you, okay, in any respect. In this case, abundance or finances, financial abundance. It really is the same way I got awakened through a near-death experience. I bring in that awakening process into you. So your spirit awakens, and then it looks around and goes, hey, why are we abundant? And then your spirit starts taking care of getting you into that abundance phase. Okay. So yeah, we can do a group experience. Do you want to do a meditation or meta healing, as I call it, or it's I mean, it's your show, or do you want me to explain as I work on people on abundance?
I would actually love a real-time experience so that we can supercharge our finances and end the struggle.
Sure. So, yeah. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. We'll spend 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Beautiful. Yes, please.
Okay. So 5 minutes we'll spend. And although it might sound like hypnosis, it's really not. It's way beyond hypnosis for you. And I call it a meta-healing. As you become aware of your body. Okay? First process is I guide you into a nice deep state of meditation, and then I work on you at your core level, or what I call your source code, to help you remove the patterns of, say, lack. All right. So as you note your space, note your surroundings, notice the position of your body, the way you're sitting, standing, lying down. Note the position of your hands. And even now, you might feel, say, there's awareness coming around you where you can, say, relax. You can drop your shoulders even more. Just confirmation that you're letting go. Confirmation that you can relax. Since we have a specific objective, just to, say, prove to you, okay, on, say, the process that I use, or exponential intelligence, we'll go through the process on basically, say, what I do on the back end. I'll give you a visual representation so you can kind of look over my shoulder and experience it for yourself. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in again, nice and strong, and holding it for a second or two and just releasing, connecting to all the other people listening at the same time here, or may future replays. There's always strength in numbers. In this case, we create, say, a oneness, right? And in this case, that oneness, or I call a mastermind, wants a financial abundance. And that strength created by the group allows us to pull away from the ruts or those repeating patterns that we face. Here we go. As you notice yourself relaxing even more, deep breath in, asking ourselves, how do I connect to pure source even stronger? Again, the question, how do I connect to pure source even stronger? And it's nothing religious. It's nothing spiritual. It's more of a coding, kind of like the enter key, you know, when you run code, you hit enter and it starts to run. Similar to that. If you are of a religious bent, guys, it'll actually, say, enhance your religion. You see it from a pure state. Right? So, just noticing where you are, right here, right now. Right? We'll get into time, space and time. So noticing where you are right now is your zero point. Okay? Over to the left of you is your history. Okay? So let's pull up, say, finances for you, or say patterns of finance or programs that, say, create finance for you. And I'll ask you a series of questions as I work on you on the back end. So one, is this pattern or program of financial, say, abundance or lack of, was it created from you? Did you actually, say, generate this pattern? And for the most part, as I scan the group, it's a no. Did you absorb it from, say, your family patterns, society? Religious theories. And are those, say, theories beneficial for you or in accordance to having you be successful or financially abundant? And just as I scan the group, subgroups within this group, I see people who have been abundant, who have come from, say, financially abundant families. Why aren't you guys abundant? You know, we can talk about that later. And we can talk about it now. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. If you could pinpoint, say, a reason or a cause, of your lack of finances, what would it be? Again, the root cause. If you've noticed, it's nothing to do with what you're doing physically. It's not your job. It's not your career. It's not your intelligence. Nothing like that. We can even go further. Is it something that's happened in your family lineage way before you were born? And again, an overwhelming yes for most of you. So these are the blocks, say, that you run up against that unknowingly distorts you. Right? It's like a lot of your issues. You already come in pre-programmed with this package or these set of frequencies. And that's why no matter what you do to try to be successful here, again, mostly physical type instances, a better job, better career, better whatever, marrying somebody, whatever it might be, and again, it doesn't fulfill you, right? So let's go ahead and say remove that at a group level. And we'll just count down to 15, from 15 to 0. Okay. By the time we get to 0, I've helped you, say, release those patterns so you can see finances from a different perspective. All right. Nice, strong, deep breath in. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Slowing down time even more. 9. Eight, seven, really pulling you back to the time where this pattern, say, originated for you. 7. Six. 5. 4. 3, 2, 1. And then 0. Just give me a few seconds to help you reprogram. There we go. So even now, as you come back into your body, noticing your breath, noticing your chest, right, noticing your legs, your shoulders, your face, your eyes, opening them if you haven't done so already, you might see things from, say, a different perspective. It's really that fast, as for most individuals. As a note, although it's a group healing or transformation, there is, say, some level of detox for you. So detox basically is, say, the surgery has been successful, but then it's a space of, say, healing, right? Or you come into your strength. So just be aware of that. Things have to shift for you to change.
Mm.
How are you feeling, Debbie?
Loving that. Thank you so much. And I was so surprised. I know enough to get out of the way and allow energy just to reveal the answers to things. I was very surprised by some of the answers to the questions that you posed. Yep. Very illuminating.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was gorgeous. So folks, stay with us. You are listening to Dare to Dream Radio. There is so much more with Ma Sajati coming up. You can get your free Dare to Dream Radio app. It's a mobile app and it's on iTunes and it's called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me after the show. That's some fun conversation on Facebook, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We come back. We're going to find out a little bit about what happened when Moss alludes to near-death experiences. And as well, we're going to take our first listener call-in. Stay right there.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Been a drifter, said brother to his sister.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. Thank you all for calling in. Just so you know, I see you, and I'm sure Moss feels you. So Thank you, and we love you. And I just wanted to bring on a caller so we can get this party started. Kristen, you've been very patient. So Kristen on line two from Wisconsin, welcome to Dare to Dream, my dear.
Thank you. I dare to dream big. Yes, I do.
You go, girl. I love to hear that. And I'm going to connect you with Moss. And sweetie, what is your question today, or what do you need help with?
Wow. I see a lot of distortion in you.
So go ahead. Pardon, Moss?
Your left side of your head and your shoulder just doesn't seem right to me. It just seems like you might have, say, physical issues, if that makes sense to you. If you do,
yep, yeah. Lower back. It's been releasing.
Yep. Probably since you've been on the call, if that makes sense, or since you've been on Debbie's show, if that makes sense, even more so. Does that make sense to you? Yeah.
Yep.
So I can explain that, but let me ask if there's anything specific that you want me to work on, but that's really, say, your core issue, and I can explain in detail, but you can ask me whatever you need to.
Yeah, I've been working with you, and I'm ready to get to that next level, Ma. So
awesome.
I know that my left side has been a little thorn, and I've been working it out and getting really strong, and I need to push it out now, and I hope you can help.
Yes, so that's where you are. Exactly. So again, you're really in tune. So that left quadrant for you, not just say physical adjustments for you. Again, I'm not a doctor or medical practitioner, anything like that. But I do help you, say, awaken your own natural healing abilities. So let's work on that. And then also, I see the paradigm of your mother. You know, your mother just really, say, invested in you, so to speak, and kind of taking over you. Is she around or?
Yeah,
lately?
She's getting ill, and she's a controlling matriarch of the family that I've pretty much released. And if there's anything else that needs to go, but I do see she tries to dig in, and she just dug in the other day, and I was like, wow, she's really trying to get back in me.
Right. Right. So physically, and you've done a great job, and that's why I see, say, the upper quadrant, you know, the left side, in you. You've done a great job, say, keeping her out, but it's that last piece that needs to close up for you. So for other people on the call who are not, say, quite aware, basically when in this scenario, what happens is that, what happens is that as we get ill or as we get closer to death, and years before, even say a decade before, say in this case, they'll find a place to nest in. So that place is not, say, a heaven space. Basically, what they do is they leave their body as they die, in this case your mom, and then they're kind of like looking for apartments or, you know, a house to, say, nestle in before they die. So when they die, they leave their body, they'll come into you, and then they basically overtake you. So that's the process that most, a good number of you actually, say, will go through. And that's why you turn out to be, say, like your parents as you age, or you have the same issues as you age, if that makes sense to you. Again, you're in that process of, say, completely leaving or closing that up for you. And then what happens is that, again, your mom might get more aggressive because, well, you're taking away her space, you know, as she crosses over. But then it's beneficial for you, obviously, because you don't have to, say, create, say, the hereditary patterns, the hereditary illnesses and so on that you guys have.
Oh, I get that. Yeah,
mental distortion, mental instability as you guys age from what I'm seeing. Does that make sense? And then she actually comes to an awakening where she can actually, say, cross over properly. So she doesn't get, say, stuck in, say, purgatory level, so to speak, in religious terms. Again, I'm not religious in any way. But, you know, most religions talk about, say, that lower level of heaven. That people get stuck in. So again, helping her cross over more beneficially.
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
Right, sweetie?
No, I get that. I'm ready. I'm ready to get to the next level.
And that's why you're here, I guess. So, awesome.
Yep. Thank you. Dare
Beautiful.
To dream.
Thank you for calling. You are so cute. And you're so full of life. Really appreciated having you on for your wonderful question. Blessings, Kristen. And I'm going to ask Moss, just for those who may not yet be aware, but clearly are aware already, if you are a sensitive or just experiencing this call in full, that there's a gift going on. So Moss, you talk about two near-death experiences, one in your early 20s and another one that occurred in 2006. Just if you would briefly tell us, what was this that happened and how did it open you to these higher levels of awareness?
Sure. And, you know, Debbie, there's a lot of, say, near deaths that happen every day. Why am I different? Well, it was like through my whole life, basically I was groomed. So when you have a near death, it actually allows you to, say, skip a few levels and ascend higher. Okay? So my first near death, it was a warehouse accident. I had my jaws crushed in a rail car accident. And at that experience allowed me to really understand who we are. Right, because as I separated from my body, I saw my body was hanging there by my jaws, basically, and I saw that, oh, I'm not accumulation of all the experiences. Because in today's, well, what most people think their life is, say, totals their life experiences here, and it's not. It's very limited. It's actually 1%. Compared to the 99%, the grandness that we are. So that first near death allowed me to understand that we are much grander. There's more of a specific purpose than, you know, trying to meet the, you know, make a living, you know, helping things, or, you know, retribution or, you know, karma, whatever we think about. Again, it's really about understanding why we're here in physical form. So that was the first near-death experience. After that near-death, I got, say, abilities to see future vision and so on to help, you know, create a business, a successful business. My second near-death really allowed me to come into a higher level of understanding and bring that understanding or bringing that reality down into this level, in this reality that we are. So most individuals go through, say, you know, the tunnel of light, Debbie, that, you know, people talk about when they go through near death, right?
Sure.
The introduction is where people, you know, they see their loved ones, right? They invite them in and so on. In this case, you know, and the first near death actually went into, say, the level where you review your life.
Mm-hmm.
In the second near death, I transcended through the tunnel of light. There's about 13 different levels. I transcended through the tunnel of light into this beautiful blue space. Most people don't come back once they transcend the tunnel of light. And this is what makes me different. So in that beautiful blue space, you understand who you are, void of anything physical here, including your physical form. So at that level, there's no time, there's no space, you don't need security, you don't need anything here, you obviously don't need money or love or anything like that, because you are everything at that level. And then furthermore, I don't know how long it is because it feels timeless. I expanded beyond that. So I lost all identity of, say, having human form, because in reality, spirit does not have any human form. You just are. You're just this universe of your own. At that level, you have access to what I call, again, that beautiful blue space, or the universal database that's up there, where I can access anything. Anything that ever is, was, is, and will be. I have access to information on that. And that's why, and so what I've done is bring that reality, down into, say, physical form, and I actually say live from that now. I've been so used to it. So it's just second nature to me. So when I say I tap into you, I can just scan you, because I understand you from a deeper level, your spirit level. I can tap into your code and go, oh, this is what's going on with you. So I can, kind of see you like an MRI, if you have heart issues or neck issues or, those physical things. And then also if you've been abused or whatever, that's distorting your current life. So,
wow, that is so cool. I want some of that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That blue space, that losing human form, a universe of my own. And I'm fascinated. This feels like a movie, I have to tell you. I'm ready to see this movie. When you talk about coming from being a computer programmer, that was actually the gift, your soul was on purpose to set you up for these grand experiences so you could utilize that knowledge or vision into who you're being right now, and to see, perceive, here's the virus, this is the Trojan that needs to come out, this is how the program will work well, there's your security system, and all of that. I find that fabulous and mind-blowing.
Right. And it's very transformational. And that's why, my abilities, but my, the people that I work on as, say, expanded geometrically, because when I work on people, it actually works. You know what I mean? It doesn't take years. It doesn't take, say, decades. It doesn't take faith. It just happens for you. So,
And we want it to happen for you guys too. So callers, when we come back, we may have a surprise for you. And I'll tell you when we come back. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. I've got Ma Sajati with me today. Join me on Twitter. It's my name at Debbie Dashinger, DebbiDashinger. Stay right there. We will be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their Endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Life is good. We feel it. In you is such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes?
Love that. If you're tuning in after... Yeah, it's so awesome. I was just on the red carpet with Michael Bernard Beckwith, just loving him up. By the way, folks, he cut off all his hair. I'm telling you, whole new look for him, for the Rev. He's doing great. He has a new album coming out, and he always gifts me with his music, and I just love him. And it was my grace, if anybody knows Cynthia Kersey and the great work she does out there with Unstoppable Foundation, it was just my joy to be her red carpet interviewer. And I was with Paula Abdul and Nelly Furtado. Oh, wow. The three tenors who sang Hallelujah to me without even knowing it was my favorite song, in harmony on the red carpet, and many, many other actors and actresses. But, you know, this is the way. This is someone who had a dream, said it at her 50th birthday party, and 7 years later has exploded it out into the world, doing such great good for the children and the parents of Kenya. So just mentioning that in case you have a moment to check out Unstoppable Foundation. So yes, I'm here with Masa Jadi. He's got the gifts of powerful intuitive and healing abilities. Again, he's at Mas, MASSAJADY.org. And I got a surprise for you, .com.
Yes.
Mas, thank you, my dear. .com. That's great. That really gets it into everyone's brain. MasaJadi.com. Mm-hmm. Here's our surprise. We're going to go over today. We know you're out there. We know you've been patient, and we're going to honor you guys calling in. No, I have some questions too, but I want to hear from you, Taya. Taya from New York, if you are still on line one, lots of love, my dear, and we'd like to bring you on the show to connect with Mas and ask your question. Hi, Taya.
Hi. Thank you so much, Debbie and Mas, for taking my call. I was wondering if Mas, if you can just scan me.
Sure. Have I worked on you before? Or are you familiar with me, Taya?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It's Kaya.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how are you? Sure. So, your heart space is really, say, opening up this time around. You're really letting go of, say, all, in your case, although you might not believe it, you know, the religious aspect or the religious paradigm, you know, that comes really strong from your family. You've gotten finally to the point that, again, you're walking away from that all. So and you're moving into a new paradigm. When you move into a new paradigm, obviously it's a little scary because you're walking away from, say, the family dynamics. And then sometimes, especially in a religious aspect or based family, you walk away from it and then they look or they frown upon you. So that's just part of the process of growing up. But as you, say, ascend higher or become, say, successful at where you are, they'll look at you and go, gosh, you know, I always knew you had it in you. You know, I always knew that you had it in you. You know, I knew you could be making it big and so on and so on. So that's where you are, hon. That's very nice. Does that make sense?
Thank you so much. Yeah. Just you can quickly just take a look at my dad. He has heart issues, and my little 8-9-month-old niece, just to make sure they're okay.
Sure. Your dad and, the heart type space, that runs through the family. So I see that space in you as well. So his patterns are obviously like leaving you, so you don't have to have, say, similar type issues with that as well. Okay. And then as you awaken, by the way, it allows people who are crossing over or getting ready to cross over to awaken as well, so they can clean the slate of this life and really understand what life was about. So as they cross over, you know, again, the slate is clean and they can start fresh. In fact, you know, the Egyptians or the Tibetans, they always had a process for, say, the dead, right? In today's society, we don't do that. And then what we do is we carry over the memories of those, say, distorted patterns into, say, our spirit level. And then it distorts us at that level. So we don't go into that heavenly space necessarily like we should. All right.
Trying to say that he's planning to cross over?
No, I'm not saying that again. But you know, at his age, obviously, they do think about, say, crossing over, right? So it's just facts of life.
And my little niece, is she doing good?
Your little niece. She's doing good. She's actually, say, sensitive. Again, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but she's really, say, sensitive. How old is she?
9 months.
Yeah. So is she breastfed or doesn't seem like she is from what I'm seeing?
No.
So So, yeah. So the formula that they're feeding her is not beneficial for her. So again, get more, you know, more, get them not a doctor nutritionalist, but more, say, fats. Because, you know, she needs babies overall in general. Cholesterol is really the building blocks of, you know, muscle tissue, brain structure, and so on like that. Sadly to say, in our society, the formula is that you're giving her not beneficial at all for her. It's just really like sugars from what I'm seeing, or starches. So it's so you, again, you can make your own judgment. I'm just telling you what I see. All right.
Started eating fruit, but I guess there's not enough fat, so we'll
try. Yeah, so yeah, like apples and stuff like that, it's not beneficial. Again, more fats. Okay.
Did you say
thanks,
apples?
Kaya, appreciate your call.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and we're gonna bring on, let's see, Jackie from Reno is on line 3. Hi, Jackie, and welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. How are you today?
Fine, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Happy to be with Moss. And what's your question?
Yes. My question is if he could work on my grandmother. She's afraid to pass on. And also my mother.
Yeah, actually, I was seeing that. And it really distorts you. I haven't worked on you before, right? Or have I?
For 2 years.
Okay. So yeah, so what happens for you? And this is maybe the pattern that you're getting into, is that again, as they cross over or get ready to cross over, I guess there's a lot of death here. So what happens is again, they don't know where to go. They're kind of lost, kind of like you in life.
Yeah.
You're kind of lost, if that makes sense. And you're kind of one of the slower individuals, I guess I could say safely for you, because you're still holding on to an older paradigm. And now you're starting to realize that that paradigm is not working for you. Okay? So if you're lost, and then you say attach onto your mother and whoever else did you say that was crossing over?
My grandmother, her mom.
Yeah. Right. So those individuals, because you're lost, what do? You say tend to group together and try to seek safety. And your whole life paradigm, like I said, is about seeking safety. You can never grow and expand if you're always, say, fearful of life or fearful of experiences of life. Does that make sense? Your whole life you've been in fear, basically, or lived in fear.
Up until recently, it's kind of shifting now.
Anyway, and recently it's happening for you just because they're getting ready to cross over, preparing to cross over. So all those old paradigms kind of reinvigorating in you, although you've done a great job, say, moving away from it. So this process is actually you awakening to a higher level. Mm-hmm. And as they cross over properly, and that's what I'm doing for you as we speak.
Yeah.
It allows you to say disconnect completely from that old paradigm, so much so that you don't have to have, say, the hereditary type traits as you get there to their age. If that makes sense to you.
Can you make sure that my daughter and I are no longer like connected to religion? We come from the Mormon religion.
Sure. That's already a given for you. Again, you've been with me long enough. So, you've pulled away.
Okay.
And you can kind of, you can tell yourself, you're just asking for confirmation that you've pulled away. You know what I mean? It doesn't have a draw on you. Again, most individuals, yes, they pull away from religion because, you know, it didn't work for them. They turn into spirituality, but they still have that chip on their shoulder about religion. Okay. And by the way, guys, there's nothing wrong with religion if done the right way. But this time you can actually say free yourself of that chip, and you've already done that. Again, as your mom, grandmother crosses over, it's just like total disconnect, say, of that family contract, and you can actually say live. So as they cross over,
and
you actually live.
Okay, and they'll awaken as they cross over, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You know, I want to riff off of something that you were addressing with Jackie, because I was very powerfully feeling it here. You were addressing fear and living a life from fear and playing it safe and all of that. You know, one of the things you offer is a free PTSD meta-healing program.
Yes.
And I know specifically it is geared towards veterans who have been in combat, but I have personally wondered that I've never been in a war zone, but I have thought that I suffer from PTSD, from a level of fear or anxiety that was based from what I experienced as a child. So I would like to know what you think about that and carrying that forward. And also, can it be healed and changed?
Sure. Can I talk about you? Is that okay? Will that be okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, and like you said, the PTSD is a free download for veterans or anybody who suffers from PTSD. So for you specifically, and there's different levels of why we get, say, PTSD or, you know, distortions in time. You basically get distorted from time. Okay? So what that means, like in your childhood, I want to say maybe 6, 7, 8, 9. So 7, 8, 9, you know, those were the times that life got, say, distorted for you, if that makes sense. A lot of commotion, distortion. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Is that pretty accurate for you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it started there and then it got, say, heightened or more magnified for you by the time you were 12. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you've done, again, very intuitive, and it was a great tool at the time. You disconnect or you dislodge yourself from your physical or human form. Okay? You say hide. Okay. You literally let go of your body. And then you kind of crawl into a corner basically and hide spiritually. And then you allow, say, the distortion or drama to play around you physically. Okay? When that drama is over, you come back. Okay? So it's like having a mini near death. And it's almost, something happened to a point that it was like a mini near death or time stopped for you around, say, age 11 from what I'm seeing. On to 12, it was that impactful for you. Okay, so did that make sense for you,
Deb? Oh my God! Yeah. Yes.
So say your spirit body, you know, your human form, and then what happens is that, you know, time, kind of a constant here, the way we understand it. So time stops. Okay, you basically get off the track of time. And then time keeps going, and now you're trying to find your way back, you know, to the present, say, moment, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So you're always just time distorted a little bit, and that's where I say this fear comes in, because, as you, say, you know, grow into adulthood, you're still, say, off track or out of sync with, say, the present moment. And that's why you're never really in the present moment if you've taken a look at it. You're always in a delay mode or always, say, in a fast-forward mode. Again, always trying to find or trying to get in sync with time. Okay? So that's where your, say, so-called PTSD happens. I can actually bring you back into, say, present moment, and you'll probably feel it almost, say, right away or, say, within, say, maybe, you know, 10 minutes or half an hour or so, because it is. Time is actually easy for me to, say, bring you back in. So did that make sense for you?
Yes. Huge.
Yeah. So it's really a great tool, again, when you're younger, to keep yourself safe. And just to go further, and this probably didn't happen to you, but there's I can see a whole, say, swarm of your audience kind of coming forward and going, oh, my God, it's kind of what happened to me. So let me just, if I can share an experience that I'm seeing in the bulk of the audience here is that they got sexually abused, right? And what happens with that is that you get sexually abused, and then over and over and over again, you know, what happens is that, well, you leave your body, right? And then the body takes on that sexual abuse. And then that's where people have that blank stare as they get abused. Do you know what I'm talking about, Debbie?
Yes, you know, absolutely.
Just that blankness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the reason why is because, well, your spirit has exited. Mm-hmm. And then when you come back in we get to that habit. And then so every time we hear, say, somebody walk in, you know, they come home from work or whatever, it's like, oh, it's time for me to leave. And you just get that blank face. So over time, you know, this group that I'm seeing. And it's somebody that you might be related to, by the way. Is it your sister or somebody that feels like your sister?
Wow, my sister-in-law. Oh, it's okay. Amazing.
Yeah, so maybe I'm picking that up as well. So let's help her through you, all right? Mm. So they have that blank stare. But so anything that happens, say, after that, although the abuse is gone, you know, they're more in their adulthood, but they get into stress situations, what do? They exit their body. Okay, it's that stress response. Again, it's a great tool, but now it's distorting. The more you exit your body, say, the more I want to say that you can't say come back and fit perfectly on time. And that's just where, say, people have a near death, should be an expansive experience, but they don't come in properly, and then they get time distorted. So again, it's all a function of time. Well, we feel blank inside, like your sister-in-law. Yeah, she feels blank inside. She can't commit or connect to, say, a good, strong relationship. Even if that person is good, something will happen where, well, she feels void, no matter how much love that she gets around her, if that makes sense to you. So these are all, say, not the benefits, but the side effects of, say, what's happened to her in the past. Did that make sense to you?
Yes, an ish. I think she's actually a great loving force and has wonderful people. But this piece you're talking about, this, I wonder if this is where she gets confused sometimes or has a little trouble expressing, or this blankness you're talking about is what I'm connecting with. Not fully who she is, but a piece that bleeds through sometimes.
Right. She let's just put it this way. She creates a great mask of, say, being loving, or actually say she forces herself to be loving to cover, say, the pain or hurt of, say, what happened to her. So she's overly loving. She's overly nice, if that makes sense. But deep down inside, say, there's a hollowness in her that I'm sensing or seeing that can never, say, be fulfilled until we get rid of this. So I can get rid of it for her. And then, you know, when you, say, have intimate connections this way, that connection, again, like I said, it never feels complete or never fulfills her.
Huge stuff.
Yeah, it's very huge stuff. So let's just get rid of that for her as well. Obviously, you know, for her, what will happen is that, again, it's her rule set on how she cleans up, is that she'll actually start to remember because she was void. She wasn't really present. Right, and say what happened. So she'll start to go back in time and kind of remember, say, what happened or re-experience it, not to destroy her or distort her, but just to bring it into completeness and then finalize it, and then so she can discard it and move on more expansively. Okay, and she's got a husband or a loved one that
my brother. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Your brother will actually feel that connection in her and that closeness, because he's, very loving. He's always wanted to, say, be there for her, but there's that piece that's missing about that, and it's not him that he's feeling, from what I'm sensing. Again, it's not him. He can't do anything physical in this realm to, say, rectify that. If that makes sense. So you'll see that connection with them much stronger, if you will. There we go. And then for you, again, how are you feeling time-wise? If you look around wherever you are, how does it look? Does it look a little different, brighter maybe, heavier, more, say, denser in a good way?
I'm not sure I know a word. I know it is different. It was hazy before, if I may, and I would say just sort of is right now. Like I'm really here, seeing books and, you know, everything is just is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah. So that's your new paradigm. You're actually, say, in sync now, and you'll see, say, because you shift fast, you'll see that, you'll see that reality. You don't get, say, in those fear moments. Like you used to.
Thank you. This, you know, what it reminds me of is riding a bicycle. And, you know, when you're shifting gears, how easy it is to do when the gears work. But if it falls off the back tire and you have to stop and put everything back together, you know, it's so out of sync, you can't even ride the bike. It's just not going to function properly. Exactly. So that's the sense that I have, is that the gears are, they're a well-oiled machine right now.
Right now. Yes, exactly.
Thank you. That was a gift.
So nice.
Amen. Amen from Vancouver, BC. You have been beyond patient. So glad to have you. You're on line 4, and I welcome you to Dare to Dream Radio, to Debbie Dashinger and Masa Jati. And sweetie, if you have the radio on, please turn it off because we're getting feedback.
Hi, Ma.
Hi.
Can you scan me, please?
Sure. Obviously, say I've worked on you. You have like your neck or your lower part of your skull, if that makes sense. I don't know if you've had issues there, but that area is trying to resolve itself. Again, probably from the work that we've done. It just seems like, did you come from an accident quite a long time ago?
I had scoliosis.
Oh, okay. So, well, an accident or something. I was going to say that you had an accident or, you know, like, say, scoliosis, that say that kind of devastated or put a different definition or a different spin on your life. So that definition basically is leaving you. And along with it, your scoliosis that's coming in. Again, I'm not a doctor, but it's starting to, say, reform itself into what you should be. If that makes sense. So your spine is coming back into shape. Does that make sense? Especially on the upper part of your back. And then your spine going into your head. You know, your skull.
Yeah, I've been busy lately.
Yeah.
A lot of energy movement I've been feeling lately.
Yep. So, again, it's like a chiropractic adjustment, but frequency-wise for you. And then say the distortion that when you found out you had scoliosis, or you found out, say, you were limiting, because there's kind of like a limiting pattern for you. That makes sense. Around that time frame, you know, it's like, oh, my life, like my viewpoint on life just totally changed, right? Kind of like that kind of feel. So that whatever that experience is, that actually is, say, leaving. I can't read you quite well, because, well, I've worked on you before, and then a lot of the files have, say, changed or deleted, so I can't go back in time and, say, do, you know, and get specifics, but the remaining patterns that are there, I can get specifics on, but those patterns are, again, washing away, so that's why you're here. So,
okay.
Does that make sense to you, hon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I want better communication skills. Like, I can't connect with people.
Right. And that's that limiting pattern that I was talking about. So your identity is based around, say, the issue that you had when you first realized you had the, say, accident or scoliosis, so to speak. If that makes sense to you. And it was kind of you went to the doctor and they realized, oh, you've got scoliosis type feel. Do you know what I mean? That kind of realization. That's why I sense it as a accident type experience. Did that make sense to you or no?
Yeah, I think it also might be like around that same time, shortly after I had a near death experience.
Got it.
Like, a really fearful experience.
Okay. So, based around that arena. So, yeah, so maybe that's what the accident I'm picking up on. There you go.
I didn't live in my body anymore.
Right. You kind of saw yourself outside, especially with, you know, whatever happened. So again, you see yourself different. If you're living out of your body, it's really hard for, say, people to connect with you, right? Because... consciously, what I see is, again, you little moved over, and especially in the neck area, right? But unconsciously, this is the way communication works, is like, you know, most of what we say or we transfer or communicate is over 90% at spirit level or unconscious. So when people say connect with you, they kind of see a distorted version of you, because you're not, say, completely, especially in the neck space. And they don't know what to deal or how to deal with you. It's not the way you look. It's not what you say. It's not your, you know, attitude or anything like that. And you've been trying to fix that. But again, it's a deeper level. You're just not completely there. So you're kind of hollow when people talk to you, if that makes sense. It's like your attention is wandering, although it's not. But that's what they're picking up. And they go, oh, she's not interested in me type feel. You know what I mean? Or she's not interested in what I'm saying type feel.
Yeah, and it, for a long time I became very self-conscious because I always felt like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I? Why does it seem like people don't see, you know, that kind of feel?
That's fine. Yep. So that pattern, like I said, is really releasing from you. And you'll actually see almost right away that people will actually note or see you differently.
Okay, good.
So, okay. And that's where you're coming from.
My finances and things like that fall into place?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, like things like finances and that kind of stuff fall into place as this pattern clears?
Sure. You'll be more stable. Because right now, say, even if you had finances, it would really, say, magnify. Say you had all the money in the world. It would just magnify, say, the isolation that you feel. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And you'd even be mad at yourself even more. It's like, gosh, I have the success, I have this wealth, and then why am I not connecting to people? So it'd make it worse. So in this case, again, you'll become more stable, you become more present, and then things, they grow around you, so to speak. Okay. Like finances and relationships and that self-connection to yourself. So.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much. And let's see if we can get Rinky on real quick. Line one, she's been waiting. And I welcome you. And then, sorry, it's going to be a quickie, but a goodie, if you don't mind, Rinky. Hi, and welcome to Dare to Dream. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you so much. And hello, Ma.
Hi. Rinky, have I worked on you before, Hunter? No, or yes, sir. Or are you new? Are you new to me, or have I worked on you before?
Did we lose Rinky?
We might have.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah.
Sorry, hello, love. What is your question? Has he worked with you before?
Yes.
Okay.
Since last year, you have worked on me.
Mm-hmm. So how are you doing since last year? Any differences, changes, good or bad?
There have been good changes, actually. But, if you could scan me, I don't know really how far I've gone.
Okay. Actually, from what I see, you know, you've actually gone pretty far. But, you know, you since you are an individual that kind of reflects their self-image compared to, say, society, or in your case, your family or your culture, you know what I mean? It's now you're getting to the point that you're about to, say, leave your family culture or your culture and your family. Not in a bad way, but you're, say, growing up and you're moving out of, say, that tent or the roof of the family dynamics and then moving on your own. And it's a little scary because again, you're probably older, and this should have been happening, you know, late teens and so on, and now you're doing it at your age, right? Again, so the family paradigm protecting you, you're moving away from it, so congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a new, so that's where you are. As a note overall, guys, again, most of the people here I've worked on before, so although I'm accurate, you know, things get a little fuzzy for me because those files are, say, moved over or shifted or deleted or, you know, edited somehow. So, but if you were, say, new, I'd even be more accurate for you. So anyway, we can move on.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Sure. It's going to be a good event. Yeah. But yeah, that's where you are. You're going to get forced into it.
Do you see anything else for my children, my son and my daughter? I don't know why they come to my mind.
Sure. Well, as you say, shift into this new paradigm, they get to, say, get released from the coverings of, say, how you control your children. I hate to put it that way, but you know what I mean? You're so loving, you almost, it's like a suffocating feeling for your children, so they don't grow and expand, just like you didn't. So that pattern actually, say, dissolves, and they can, say, grow and expand the way they should, right? It's like, yeah,
okay.
So that's where you are, all right?
Yeah, if you could help in that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thanks, Rinky. Thank you so much. And Moss, here at the end, I just want to ask you, since this is Dare to Dream, what are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams or goals to create?
Well, right now, you know, I'm at a level that I just am, Debbie. It's just a beautiful space of being. And then, say, your spirit level actually, say, connects with you and just, say, creates this more than magical experience for me. So it gets bigger and bigger for me. It's just more, say, blessings. So I necessarily, say, don't have a goal. I just am. And again, it just gets better and better and more surprising for me. So so that's where I am.
Beautiful. Well, folks, feel free to write in if you want Moss to come back. If you want to connect with him, clearly this woman just mentioned he's coming to Toronto, and he travels all over the world doing these workshops. He's also got his podcast. Go to moss-sajady.com and connect with him there. Thank you for joining us on Dare to Dream. And I end today's show with this quote from Jeff Foster. No emotion is a mistake. Awakening is not about deleting or transcending human emotions, for how would the ocean transcend a single wave? And how would the sun transcend one of its beloved sunbeams? It's about seeing that every emotion, from joy to despair, bliss to boredom, agony to ecstasy, is only a movement of life energy, actually a movement of yourself, a wave in your vastness. No emotion is a threat, an enemy, or a punishment. Every emotion is an invitation to remember your vastness, rest in your oceanic nature. You are on a pathless path of radical inclusion, friend, and there are no mistakes here. Subscribe to my international YouTube videos at youtube.com/debontheradio. And if you are an author ready to become an international best-selling author with a guaranteed program, go to mybestsellerbook.com. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now.